On a three-day visit to the United States, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will appear before the U.S. Congress on Wednesday with three main cards in hand, according to experts. Despite the great political uncertainty caused by the current president, Joe Biden, withdrawing from the presidential race, as Netanyahu puts it, American support for Israel remains unwavering. This support will be made evident during Netanyahu's visit to Washington, a very important visit, as he described it. Netanyahu's trip to Washington has taken an unexpected turn after the U.S. president stepped down from the presidential race on Sunday. It also appears to be crucial for the ongoing conflict. According to information gathered by This Is Beirut and reported by a political source, Hezbollah officials have indicated that a ceasefire would be declared after Netanyahu's visit to the United States, as an agreement, the details of which are unknown, is likely to be concluded. Even though this seems unlikely, as an expert on Israeli-American relations and a member of the London think tank Chatham House told This Is Beirut, this hypothesis aligns with the Israeli Prime Minister's announcement on Sunday evening of sending a delegation on Thursday to negotiate a deal on the release of hostages in Gaza. Netanyahu before Congress. While Joe Biden's announcement seems to satisfy the Israeli Prime Minister, whose relations with the White House have deteriorated since October 7, Netanyahu's priority remains to garner more American support for his policies. To achieve this, according to a well-informed source, he could rely on three essential elements during his speech before the U.S. Congress, scheduled for July 24. First, Netanyahu could present the resolution adopted by the Knesset on July 18, in which the Israeli parliament firmly opposed the creation of a Palestinian state, which, according to the text, could pose an existential danger to the State of Israel and its citizens, perpetuate the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and destabilize the region. Second, Netanyahu would attempt, according to the mentioned source, to maximize the threat posed by Hamas and, more broadly, Iran, to Israel's security and, on a larger scale, to the West. Third, he could address the issue of the situation in the Middle East and the process of normalizing relations with the countries in the region, which Netanyahu considers essential for lasting peace, the same source indicates. The Israeli Prime Minister will appear before a Congress that, in principle, supports the Hebrew state in a bipartisan manner, explains David Regula-Troz, an associate researcher at the Institute for International and Strategic Relations, IRIS, international relations consultant, and specialist in the Middle East region. The whole question is whether the Democrats, divided on the Israeli issue, will boycott Netanyahu's speech, as they planned, or if, on the contrary, they will attend to avoid further widening the gap within their party, explains an expert on Israeli-American relations and member of the London think tank Chatham House to This Is Beirut. He also emphasizes the need for them to close ranks at a time when efforts should be redoubled for the nomination of a party candidate. Among the Democrats, even though relations between Biden and Netanyahu have experienced turbulence, particularly over the modalities of the military operation deemed excessive by the American president and the political prospects concerning the day after, Joe Biden's support for Tel Aviv has never wavered, highlights researcher Regula-Troz. As for the Republicans, even though relations with Donald Trump have been relativized after Hamas's offensive against Israel on October 7, Netanyahu continues to likely bet on the former White House occupant's victory, indicates Regula-Troz. It is worth recalling that in April 2024, Trump criticized the Israeli Prime Minister for not seeing the Palestinian movement's attack coming, which had a profound impact on Netanyahu. A statement that, fundamentally, does not question Trump's support for the Israeli leader, notes Regula-Troz, adding, it is also worth noting the statements of Israeli far-right ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, who have repeatedly declared that relations with a Republican administration led by Donald Trump as president would be much better than with a Democratic administration. In the event of a Trump victory, the issue of colonization would also be resolved for the Hebrew state. While President Biden had issued sanction orders against Israeli settlers accused of anti-Palestinian violence in the West Bank, Donald Trump, on the other hand, would oppose such a stance, as his administration had previously ended the American doctrine established in 1978, which stated that Israeli settlements in the West Bank are contrary to international law. During his visit, the Israeli Prime Minister is also expected to meet with Joe Biden, a meeting scheduled, according to preliminary information, for July 23, and with his Vice President, Kamala Harris, favored by the President to continue the presidential race. The stakes are higher for Harris, who must position herself for the upcoming campaign and her candidacy, affirms Regulatroz. Even if not confirmed, a meeting with former President Trump could also be on the agenda for this visit.